It's been a year since a Sheffield, Massachusetts resident opened a Montessori school in South Africa. School is in session at a former sugar plantation hostel in Illovo, South Africa, all thanks to Susie Weeks Roeder, a social activist from Sheffield.
The Montessori system works amazingly well with these kids.
The Indaway Learning Center is modeled after the Montessori School of the Berkshires in Lennoxdale. It serves 160 children from 18 months to 20 years old, mostly from the nearby Mother of Peace orphanage.
There are 3.7 million children orphaned in South Africa. And then there are many millions who are just very, very poor. And a lot of these kids were, instead of going into orphanages, were put in child-headed households. And that means children raising other children.
South African Iris Canham heads the school.
Poverty is rife, and there are lots of children, and a large group of men that are unemployed, and women that basically try to be breadwinners, but there aren't many jobs around the area. So houses are made of mud. Children, mostly children and the women, travel walk about 3-4 kilometers to get water. There's electricity now, but it's like one cable, so you have limited use of electricity, but there's no running water.
The region has a long history of war and disease that killed off families, Canham says.
The stigma attached to the HIV was terrible, so children are actually burying their parents in the gardens so that you couldn't find out. So Susie was there to uncover this story that was unfolding in South Africa at the time, because the government didn't want to talk about what was really going on.
So they have no shot at life. They have no hope. Probably the thing we give them the most is hope. Hope that they can do something in the future. Hope that they can unearth whatever their passion is, whatever their talent is, whatever their skill is, and we can give them the support to develop that skill.
Weeks Roeder moved to the Berkshires from Washington, D.C. in 2001 to attend Suffolk University's Visionaries Institute for Documentary Filmmaking and Nonprofit Management, which was located in Sheffield. The 67-year-old is a board member of the affordable housing nonprofit Construct. Weeks Roeder and Canham were in Great Barrington in mid-November celebrating the school's milestone at a fundraiser. They highlighted the change they saw in students in just a year.
A lot of my research is done as a mom.
Weeks Roeder says children need to be creative, disciplined, and confident. The school incorporates sports, technology, and computer skills and team building to foster those traits.
There's nothing better than an arts-based program, whether it be music, performing arts, or drawing using their hands. It develops patterning, and patterning is so important for kids.
The school takes children on field trips to theaters, government buildings, and safaris to see life outside their impoverished village.
You know, up until last year, these kids had never seen a zebra. I mean, how can you live in South Africa and not see a zebra, right?
Weeks Roeder says it's up to the school in most cases to teach children the manners and people skills that they may have missed without parents. It costs about $200,000 in public and private funding to run the school per year. In South Africa, the exchange rate is about 14 to 1 U.S. dollar. Weeks Roeder says she sees the school as a model for South Africa.
Really what we want to do is just give them what we all give our kids. You know, that's all it is. It's simple as that. But it's a big idea for South Africa.
Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.